So talking to Sean O'Hagan of the Labour Party, working here in Carlow Kilkenny. Sean, you mentioned something that we've had, unsurprisingly, the whole way through here, and it's not just youth unemployment, but actually people leaving.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've had mothers on the doorsteps, literally crying on the doorsteps, you know, looking at the prospect of their kids emigrating in the coming weeks. And in fact, one of our young canvassers was up with us yesterday, told us the story of Ballycallan, a small parish on the edge of the city here, where seven young fellas are emigrating tomorrow on the day of the count from Ballycallan. And there's a party in the local pub in Ballycallan tonight. And that's the kind of levels of emigration that you've never heard of in this part of the country, even back in the 80s when, you know, places along the West Coast suffered from huge chronic emigration. You're now hearing of the collapse of soccer and hurling teams in this area, particularly junior clubs, where they just don't have the numbers of people coming through.
Okay, let's politicise that a little bit. You're kind of coming in from the left, from a Labour Party perspective. Now, generally speaking, in most populations, not simply Ireland, but most populations, the older generation tends to be more conservative and the more radical. Now, obviously those seven guys will have voted, presumably, before they went off. But is there not a possibility that the loss of that kind of younger demographic is going to affect your vote when it gets counted tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen that over the last couple of decades. We certainly saw it in the 80s where people, you know, who were hugely angry, hugely frustrated, just simply left. And there definitely is the potential of whatever about the vote in this election. Certainly you could look down the line at the local elections and the next general election and see that there's a real possibility that anger. But I think that the people left behind as well. I mean, we've met families, you know, who voted Fianna Fáil all their lives, who just said, you know, my family are being driven out of the country. I can't vote for them any longer.
Okay, now, you mentioned Fianna Fáil. Obviously not your choice as a political party. But there's a really it seems to me there's a really tight battle going on here between two senior Fianna Fáil politicians. Just very quickly before we finish, what's your view of how Carlow Kilkenny is going to run out?
Well, I would have said maybe at the beginning of the campaign, even 3 or 4 weeks ago, I would have said that, you know, it was impossible to envision Fianna Fáil not getting two seats. I would have said at that stage it would have been 2-2-1. At this stage, I think that's not likely. I think there's a real strong possibility that Fianna Fáil will have one seat. I would still see John McGuinness as being the front runner there, although I wouldn't underestimate the ability of the Aylward machine, which has been there for 70, 80 years, to pull his vote up. But I think, you know, if the feedback from the doors is anything like, and I think Fianna Fáil themselves are feeling tonight that there's a real possibility that it will be one seat. I think Fine Gael will definitely have two. I'm really hopeful that we'll have one, and maybe even on a really good day with a really strong gale, we might be there with the possibility of a second.
That would be a Gilmore gale.
That would be an absolute Gilmore gale. And I think the other thing is that's very straightforward. There are 1.9 quotas in Carlow. There has to be a Carlow TD at the end of the process. It's impossible to see that with 1.9 quotas and the way that people in Carlow tend to transfer, like the people of Leitrim transfer internally, that they have a very strong rate of transfer. I think it's impossible not to see a Carlow TD. Obviously, I'm hoping it'll be ours.
That's great. Sean O'Hagan, Gurmi Lamagwith.
Far too old, Mick.